whatever we feel about the lockdown and however much it has restricted us, Christ's love flowing from our hearts toward other people cannot be restricted. We can do good for others. Even if someone was locked away into a prison cell in complete isolation, we could pray for the people we know, for example, who need faith in Jesus Christ, that they would come to Jesus. We could pray for Christians to find the things they need so that they could live a life of faith in Jesus. But we're not at that point. Even with some of our physical capacities taken away from us by sickness or age, we have still many means at our disposal by which to serve others. And so I hope you will keep that in mind as we approach this time when we remember the death and the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus Christ. I'm going to read from John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. This is from the New International Version, beginning with verse 13. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was now returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "Peter, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." And Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now, as teacher and Lord, I have washed your feet. You also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." And what we see here, just very briefly, is that Jesus points out to Peter that unless Jesus goes through not only the humbling act of washing their feet, which was something that only the lowliest servant would do, but that he was going to go through a humbling act and a humiliating act of dying on the cross in payment for sins. And unless he carried that out, all of the details of it, including washing their feet, humbling himself this way, then Simon Peter would have no part of him. No one would have a part of him, because he was there to complete all righteousness, as he says in another place. And so we can be grateful for the the absolute attention to detail that Jesus shows in serving those disciples and the one betrayer that night. And I pray that as Christians we would rejoice in and learn from Jesus' willingness to serve every kind of person. And if you are not a follower of Jesus, I pray that you would see, even in this simple message and act that Jesus accomplished here, as he went to the cross, that God has done all that is necessary so that you can have life forever with him. There is nothing you can add. Christ had to accomplish all of it, including even the washing of these disciples' feet. He goes about it as though it were foreordained, for it was already part of the predestined acts that Jesus Christ would do to bring forgiveness of sin and to serve his Father and to show us love and mercy. I look forward to joining with whoever will tomorrow night at 6 p.m. for our Good Friday service. It will be very short. It will be basically scripture readings and a brief dismissal. May God bless you.